The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at a table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may be invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place. When the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you'll enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you'll be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be back in our church, isn't it? Yeah. So we've done a lot of work. If you look up, you'll see where they put a lot of the retrofitting cables, right? And you notice that we still haven't started our confessionals. We're going to start that at the beginning this week, along with our bathrooms. And over here, still have a lot of work to be done, but most of the retrofitting has been done. But we don't want an earthquake to test it out, though, okay? But so thank you for your patience, your generosity, and welcome back into your beautiful church building. This past week, all of the diocesan priests of the Archdiocese of LA gathered in La Quinta for 4 days. And we only do this every 3 years, so it's a big deal. And it was good to be with the other priests. But, you know, Wednesday morning, when I was getting ready, it was very sad to be awakened to the news that there was yet another mass shooting in our country. And then it clicked that this happened at a Catholic church, to a Catholic school, and it became even more personal, did it not? And I instantly thought of our children here at Holy Family School who come to Mass weekly and the joy that they bring to our parish, the same joy that those children at brought to their old parish at Annunciation. And I've been feeling many emotions this week, as I'm sure many of you have been feeling. Angry? Like, why would somebody do this? Why would somebody attack people of faith like this, and these innocent children? Frustrated. How many more of these gonna happen, right? We feel vulnerable. Loss, confused, sad, a whole range of emotions. But I also saw the light of Jesus in many ways this past week, in the midst of the darkness. It made me smile when it was reported that the middle school kids were the big buddies, just like we have here at Holy Family. We try to sit them next to the elementary kids, the primary grades, and it was the middle school kids that helped the kids get out of the church safely. I was also laughing because it was showing one woman, she probably goes to daily Mass, and I literally heard her say, "You mean Mass is canceled?" And I thought there'd be people here at Holy Family that would ask me that. It's a bit of normalcy. the heroism of the faculty and staff who were willing to lay down their lives to protect these beautiful children. But I have to say, my favorite story was of this young man who talked about his classmate, Victor. Have you heard of this? He said, Victor laid on top of me to protect me, and he kept telling me, it's going to be okay. And as I was preparing my homily for this week, I said, Lord, where are you speaking to us as a nation, as Catholic people, as human beings? And what our Lord is trying to tell us in this gospel is, love each other. Love each other. Do not exclude people, but rather try to be inclusive by looking past our differences and striving to see Jesus Christ in one another. My friends, every gift, every day is a gift from God, is it not? And we are so blessed with so many people in our lives that we love. So what I want us to do right now is just think of those people that you love and those people that love you. And let's say a quick prayer for them right now.